Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, it is
Physical Wellness
Day. Physical Wellness Day. What a joy it is to be alive and fairly well.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There's a new thing that I have started, Charles. It's that every day I get a deposit of 1,440 minutes in my time account.
Yes.
It's not anything new. It's just like hit me recently that for every day we live, we have a deposit made into what I call our time bank, 1,440 minutes. And you remember those days when the cell phone minutes could be carried over if you didn't use them. These minutes that God gives to us don't get carried over.
Right.
We get a new batch every single day.
Yeah, God in his grace and mercy, yes, he gives it to everyone.
Everyone.
Not everyone uses it as well as some, but we try to use it best that we can.
And one of the things we do on Tuesdays is to speak to our fathers and father figures to encourage them to pay attention to their physical being. We have an acronym that we go by here on a weekly basis. It's called SPIES. We try to encourage our fathers and father figures to, one, on Mondays, pay attention to their spirituality, S. P, which is today, Tuesday, look at and pay attention to their physical well-being. On Wednesdays, we look at the I, which is the intellectual, but not the cerebral sort of geeky sort of I, the sort of mental health part of us. And then on Thursdays, we look at the emotional well-being of fathers and father figures. And Fridays, we concentrate on the social life, the social well-being of our dad. So today, we're going to talk about our physical well-being. And it is possible that we might be speaking to somebody on air anytime soon now. But other than that, you and I, Charles, welcome, man. I am always grateful to have you in the house.
It's always great to be here. I look forward to this, and I hope everybody else looks forward to it
also. Well, it certainly keeps me on the edge because we never know what will happen some days.
Right.
We're making the plane as we fly, but it is exciting and hopefully encouraging to you all. So let me repeat something we have said repeatedly around here, but it's well worth repeating. All that we say and all the information we give to our fathers and our father figures, we try our very best to make sure that it is biblically based.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, that it is evidence-based. I see you have a, I'm not telling anybody, but I see you have a Gatorade lower sugar drink on your thing.
Yes.
If I came on air, if you came on air and said, anybody who drinks Gator 2 low sugar will be the best dads ever, then that would not be research-based because it's not proven to be so.
That's true.
So when we come on here, we try to make sure that everything we say, one, is biblically based, and two, that the information we give, as far as we know and we do our homework, is research-based or evidence-based.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about the body. We're going to talk about the body, the physical well-being of all of us, but particularly our men and fathers. You know the story very well, that God spoke everything into existence.
Right.
Man, that blows,
excited.
it blows my mind. So, yes. God, who knows no maker, because that's why he's God, mm-hmm. the uncaused cause, he stepped out from behind the curtain of nowhere and stood on the platform of nothing mm-hmm. and just spoke things into yes. existence.
Yes.
The Big Bang Theory, I think there was a bang and trees grew up and bang and mountains just formed. There must have been a bang, all right, but not how it is taught in some.
The bang probably was his voice. It was his voice.
Well said, well said. But when it came to human beings, he didn't just speak us into existence. Mm-hmm. According to the Bible, our handbook, he stooped down and made man from the dust.
Yes. Yes.
So, oh, by the way, if people speak to you like you're dirt, don't get offended.
Because that's true.
Just the way you are. So, I'm going somewhere here, man. Follow me. I did some research. I'm taking a page out of your book. I did some reading, and I found out that many of the elements that are in the earth can also be found in the body.
That's correct.
And I thought, hold on a minute. So oxygen, calcium, magnesium, sulfur, sodium, all these things are found in the earth, but they can also be found in the body. And by the way, that is researched and evidence-based. Yes. It is true.
Yes.
So do you see why I get excited about that as somebody who believes the Bible? So
yes.
Tell me where I'm going with this.
Well, also, I want to point out that God in his infinite wisdom, all of those elements are perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced.
Because if you get too much of anything, it can make you sick. So everything is perfectly balanced in the body.
Well said. Well said. He is a good God.
Yes.
So here is where, when I read the Bible, as you do, I get fascinated by it. I get thrilled by it. I really mean that. Because again, here's a book written thousands of years ago. That is as up-to-date mm-hmm. as the front page of today's newspaper,
right.
If there's any such thing anymore, because newspapers going out of fashion. but it is so current. So here is what excites me. It tells us that our bodies are made out of dust. Mm-hmm. God made it out of the ground. Which makes sense, therefore, that components or elements of what is in the ground would be found in our bodies. And I find that to be fascinating because, again, it proves the authenticity of God's word.
Right.
And it shows that what we believe as believers isn't some pie in the sky, some dusty old book written by dead men years ago.
Yes. And, it's amazing. The body is just a fascinating entity.
Yeah.
And when you're hurting or when you're not feeling well, that means something is out of balance. Not because God did it, maybe because we're not taking care of our body the way we should.
And it's actually a blessing that we feel pain sometimes because it gives us the alert.
Yes. Yes.
Imagine hurting you. Told us your story, you had two successful knee surgeries.
Yes.
But just imagine if you didn't feel any pain when things were going wrong. You would do more damage.
Correct. And they were pretty well damaged because I kept going. Because as a father, that's what I felt I had to do. So I kept going to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And the pain was too great. It was unbearable. And I finally said, okay, my wife told me, yes, you need to get this done because I don't like you being in pain.
You didn't like being in pain either.
No.
So this body that we have, it's a gift from God. And the way God made it, he used his own hands, so to speak, he didn't just speak us into existence. And the balance, the intricacy, and the way that things work, there has to be a designer. I know it's simplistic, but let's face it. If you find an amazing watch anywhere as you're walking along, or any piece of device, and it's working beautifully, you don't just think this thing comes into existence by chance.
Right.
Somebody made it,
yes. And the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, we do. Yes, we are. So there is a school of thought in some religious circles that says that the body is bad. And they even go as far as using the scripture to say mortify the flesh, referring to the body. Gnosticism is one of those. Of course, we don't subscribe to that, where they say the body is bad and the spirit is good, which is not a biblical theory or concept, because in God's word, and I think you have a passage there for us, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, tells us that we are, the term that is used is tripartite. We are made, well, let's hear what it says.
1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
So we see from Scripture, and there are other verses to back that up, that we are not just body. We have a soul. We have a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we can dissect and go deeper and deeper, but when one is off balance, like when your knees were hurting, you weren't probably the happiest or the nicest. Well, you're a nice person, but to be around when you're in pain, when your body hurts, it impacts, we talk about the other spies, the other letters of spies, your emotions, how you interact with people, if you can even interact with people.
Yeah, pretty much when my knees were hurting like that, the only aspect of the spies that was anywhere near the top is my spiritual. Because, of course, my physical well-being wasn't there. My intellectual well-being, because I was hurting so much. My emotional, of course, not. And I wasn't very social because I couldn't move around like I wanted to.
That is interesting because it brings up the other thing that we want to talk about, the interconnectedness of our being.
Yes.
We can't just mistreat the body and expect to be some happy person going along, because it will impact our emotions.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, before we continue, let's get to some household things here. Oh, you're laughing already and you haven't even heard my jokes. So for those who are listening to us for the first time, we have what we call here DGJ. Just like how we have AGT, America's Got Talent, we have Dad's Got Jokes. And there's a battle going on where I think I'm leading. You might think differently, but we give a joke and we ask you to call or text us and let us know which one you think is better. 561-229-2379. That's the number you can call or text. 561-229-2379. I have the phone right in front of me here. or you can email.
Somebody's already texting?
Mike, our co-host, texts to say he's already winning. How can he be winning? That is a joke all by itself.
Okay.
Yeah. My goodness. Can I repeat the number, sir? 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup thefatherchildconnection.org. May I quickly say something here, Charles?
Sure.
Today's program is being sponsored by one of our former guests.
Okay.
Angel Rivera.
Awesome.
Sponsored this morning's
awesome.
Program, and I am so grateful to him. I want to say to all of you listening, audience, we are asking for your support. There are three major ways we ask for that. Number one is your prayers. This program, we started on the 1st of August this year. We hope to be as long as this station has been around.
Yes.
30-something years?
35 years.
Yep. That's Dave, our
producer.
Yes. just shouted across. So, and they don't have major companies sponsoring them. It's down to listeners
yes.
supporting it. So I'm hoping that you out there will hear what we have to offer and be willing to support us with your prayers, because we believe strongly that there needs to be a voice for dads and to dads. There's so much negativity going right. on in our society about men and dads. And while a lot of it is true, there is a lot that isn't true. And we need
Correct.
To give a voice to the positive things that are happening in the world of fatherhood.
Correct. There's nothing more beneficial than encouraging anyone. Let them know that we see you.
And we hear you.
And we hear you, and we encourage you.
Speaking of here, we're asking you, dads out there, we want to do a program focusing on single dads. If you know of a single dad, or if you are a single dad, would you be so kind to give them our number and let them call us? We'd like to talk with them. We'll even go where they are and interview them if they can't come into the station. 561-229-2379 or dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. So thanks to you for your prayers. We're also asking for your hours. And let me explain what that means. If you volunteer 1 hour per week, we will utilize that hour to have you serve as a dad tour. We don't say mentor, we say dad tour for a child who does not have a father figure. And that hour, or most of it, will be used to help that child to read. So you will be reading to them or with them. It's called Operation Daducation. But there are also several young dads out there, biologically, chronologically young, I mean, 17, 18, 16, who they themselves don't have a father figure, and now they are fathers. And if you give an hour a week to be a dad tour for this young dad, you would be helping to change the trajectory of an entire family and even an entire nation, I dare say. But we're also asking for your support in finance, your dollars. You can make a one-time contribution, or if you wish to do a weekly, monthly contribution, please let us know. Call or text 561-229-2379 or dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. So, Angel, thank you. You are an angel, and we mm-hmm. appreciate your contribution. Your Amen. Story touched so many people's lives, by the
Amen.
Way. Thank you. So, let's hear your joke, man, if you have one.
So you always let me go first so I can set the standard, I know.
I that. Thought it's because we leave the best for last.
Okay. What do sprinters eat before their race?
What do sprinters eat? I was going to say spring chicken, but I
No, nothing. They fast.
Repeat.
I should have Bill's laugh track.
I know, man. So what do
sprinters eat before they race?
And they
nothing
because
they fast.
Okay.
Where's the button?
No. Don't do the button yet. Just listen to mine. What did one wall say to the other wall?
I know this one.
Yeah?
I do.
You've been doing your research. All right. What did he say?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Play the machine. Listen, thank you so much. If like you think my joke is better, give us a call.
We don't always hit a home run.
Oh, Mike, again. Sir Charles got you again. That's what he said.
Okay. Hey, true is true.
I don't think Dave thinks that. All right. So let's go back to this one complex body that we have, given to us by our Creator. Made from dust.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it valuable is who is in it.
Correct.
And who owns it. So there is a, as I told you, this concept of, by some who say that the body is not valuable, it's actually evil. But according to the scripture, this body is the temple in which we house the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes. And why would you not, knowing how important the Holy Spirit is, it wants to be in a clean temple.
Mm.
It wants to be somewhere where it's
Sorry,
wanted.
I'm going to correct you because I know you. He. Yes.
I said it. Forgive me. And it will house itself. It will come into a place where it's wanted. And if you're out of balance in those spies, then you're not. Your temple is not really clean and conducive to housing the Holy Spirit.
I think it's a travesty that we guys, men, dads, we can invest more time in our vehicles. On Sunday, I kid you not, I saw somebody, and I'm not calling any name because it's not anybody who, yeah, but the person was cleaning their car or truck when I was leaving for church. I hope they took a break because when they came back, they were still polishing it. And I'm thinking, if we did that, well, not a whole day on our body, but if we paid that much attention to our spiritual being and our emotional being and our entire beings, because we're holistic beings.
Yes.
But very often we can be out of balance. There's a term I forgot for those who go overboard, like every time they pass a mirror, have to look or even go as far as cosmetic surgery. And I don't mean for medical purposes, just to look better.
Sounds like vanity.
Probably so.
And yeah.
But we need to take care of our bodies. And I'm so grateful to God that He has given us something to enjoy life in. I think I did this analogy before. So in my hand, I have a pen, or at least so it says. But if I open the pen and take out these wonderful parts here, including this spring, all I have left, if I hold this up, is not a pen, it's the shell of a pen.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not make this important. I mean, unimportant. Because it houses the other things that are important. And I am struck and amazed at what the scripture says about giving your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
And I would have thought it would have said give your soul or give your spirit as a living sacrifice. Why body? And then I thought, okay, if your body houses your spirit and your body houses your soul, well, if you give God your body, then you give Him everything that's in it.
Correct.
I just love how scripture, that's
all He wants, because He can do so much with little.
Yes.
We can give. All He asks for is our sacrifice, our obedience, and He will do the rest.
I'm going to ask you to do something that we haven't done, not on air anyway. We normally pray either before or after, but I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for those dads who are battling chronic pain, and whether it's self-inflicted as a result of just living recklessly or using or abusing drugs and alcohol or whatever it is, but they're not able to function as they would want to. And some of it he says, a result of other people's misdoing, be it drunk driving, hit a dad or a child, and there's pain there that impacts the entire being as well as the entire family. Would you, my brother, pray for those dads and their families, please?
Yes. Precious Heavenly Father, we praise you. Mm. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are to us and who we are in you. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness. And Lord, we thank you that we are your creation, formed in your image. And Lord, there are times when we abuse our bodies and our bodies doesn't perform the way you designed them to. So, Lord, we ask that you reach down your healing hand to those of us who are hurting, those of us who may not be calm in their spirit or have peace in their spirit, because you are the author and the finisher of all things, and you are the ultimate healer. So, Lord, we ask that you reach down and touch every man, every person who needs you. And, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. Take control of everything that we are and who we are. Because, Lord, your plan for us is perfect. Your walk for us is perfect. Give us the mindset, give us the discipline to walk in your will and in your way. And we will be forever grateful to you, Lord, because you deserve all the honor and all the praise. And we submit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. These bodies that we have are gifts from God. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you, fathers, father figures, to take care of yourselves. Do your physical, do the exercises, do the eat right, the sleep right, because this one body that we have will last us, or should last us, a lifetime. There is a new body that's coming.
Yes.
But until then, we take care of this one. And a sick body generally impacts the rest of our spies.
And let me add this for you. As you begin to exercise, as you begin to take care of your body, it is hard. But once you get to that point, it's easier to maintain once you get going. So,
yeah.
And there's a guy that works out at the gym that I go to. Every time I greet him, he says, "Best day ever." So I love that. I'll always say, "Best day ever."
Best day ever. Part of helping us to make this day the best day ever for the Dada program is to pray for us, pray with us. That's your prayers. We're also asking for your dollars. And we are asking for your hours. We are so grateful to have this opportunity to speak to and with you, dads and father figures. We're asking you to call us, single dads. We need to speak to our single dads out there. You are doing an amazing job, and very often you don't get seen or heard, and we would like to highlight you and speak to you. Have a great day, and dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.